T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're going to New York City this morning to talk with Aaron Katursky about what police are finding out about what appears to be well-organized looters and vandals there. But first, there was a terrible ambush of a police officer around midnight last night. Can you update us on that?
Yeah, this officer was working an anti-looting post in the Flatbush section of Brooklyn, Susan. He was attacked out of nowhere by a guy with a Rambo-style hunting knife, long blade, stabbed in the neck, and he's lucky it didn't pierce an artery, so he's going to be okay. But he is in the hospital this morning. The police commissioner called it a despicable and cowardly act. What happened next is still a little unclear. After the officer was stabbed, other officers responded, and there were about 22 shots fired. It's not clear who fired them, whether the suspect gained control of the officer's weapon or whether the police unloaded, but two officers were struck in the hand. So you have three total in the incident, and a motive unknown. But the FBI is on the scene, and it's possible that this is the work of a homegrown violent extremist, which would only add to the combustible mix of people on the street in the nation's largest city.
Yeah, and they're finding bricks and other things too.
They're noticing these stockpiles of bricks that are stashed around the city, not necessarily in the areas where protests are, but where they could be, gathered for later use. And so police are concerned about that. They believe that these, agitators, criminal gangs, looters, are all kind of loosely working together. And warning one another of where the police are and when they're coming. And they've noticed that a number of these people have been dropped off in stolen vehicles with power tools and with sledgehammers and crowbars and smashing windows, taking merchandise, and then running to the next location.
Wow, Aaron, thanks. Aaron Katursky this morning in New York City.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.